University President Mark Becker says it's too early to say how much of Turner Field's current design can be preserved, but the plan calls for football to be played on that site, with a new baseball stadium to be built nearby. GSU's financial share of the project would be about a third, with the rest of the 70-plus acre site developed privately by Carter and Associates. It would include single-family housing, student housing, retail, and entertainment facilities. Becker says the plan would aim to honor the city's athletic history, but also help surrounding neighborhoods.
With the retail and with the type of residential activity and the entertainment opportunities that come with what we'll be doing there and what could happen around the retail, you also pull up Summer Hill and Mechanicsville and surrounding neighborhoods.
GSU is a public university. Becker says it's possible tax dollars could help pay GSU's share, but funding plans are still in the early stages. This is just the first proposal for the site to go public. Carter and Associates President Scott Taylor says he's confident there will be competition.
The mayor has said that he has met with a number of qualified parties that have the financial wherewithal to move forward, and we believe him. And so we will have to compete on the merits of our vision and ideas.
Taylor says there are plenty of hurdles, but if this plan crosses them all, construction could begin not long after the Atlanta Braves vacate Turner Field. Any development of the site must be approved by the Atlanta Fulton County Recreation Authority. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.